Hi, I'm Nick Keim, author of the Salamander novels, and you're listening to Sean Hammer. Booyah!
His wife goes out and owes money all over town, and they pee on my rug?
They pee on your fucking rug? That's right, dude. They pee on your fucking rug.
You!
That was my very busy intro, and let's try this again, because for some odd reason I decided to try and record this with my microphone jack into the headphone jack, and I was just babbling on, so damn screw it. Today we will be mostly going over Lilith. I'm going to be ranting over some Games Workshop, telling you what Weird has to offer coming up, and I'm sick of apologizing for being a slacker. I know I need to get onto a freaking schedule, but one day it'll work. One day kids will stop messing with you. And, one day maybe MS will stop bothering me. Who knows? Anyway, let's get on with it. First and foremost, what's been going on? Well, I've been painting. I got a model for my Hans alternate model. I forgot her name. It was a anime tactics girl in a Southern Belle dress with a big-ass sniper rifle. Looks pretty cool. Cornelia? No, not Cornelia. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to be my Hans model, because my, Victoria crew is all female, even my Hannah, Jewel Hannah. Speaking of Hannah, I picked up Hannah for my free corpse, put her together. I'm not happy with the model. I like the one from the Through the Breach. It makes sense to me, not this big whole honking machine. It is what it is. I'm not paying 100 something for a model. I got this one on eBay for $17. Brand new in the box. This is the box that had some damage. Crushed very little bit. The store where I got it on eBay, they must be very particular about their stuff and anal. And guy put in a discount. But other than that, it was a pain in the ass to put together. One of the hardest models I have put together. It didn't help that it didn't come with instructions. You have to look up the instructions like you have to with all Weird models. Unfortunately, the instructions suck compared to the pieces you had. I got it, though. I got it all put together. I started painting it. I primed it bolt gun metal, and I'm using some old Games Workshop metallic paints. Purple and blue. I forgot the names, but I'll post pictures when they're all done. And it's going to be a mixed match of colors, but screw it. It's already going to attract the most attention when I play my Freecorps army anyway. That's about all I've been doing. I played some HeroClix, kind of getting bummed out, burnout, I should say, on the different things they got going on. Like, they just had a Avengers Assemble set released, then they had Avengers movie set. Now they got Age of Ultron organized play event for 4 months with a Wave 1 and 2, and the figures are just eh. So I don't know where I sit with that. I'm looking forward to Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Get the whole crew for HeroClix based off the TV show. It'd be nice to have a Sky and a May and Fitz and shit like that. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. And Games Workshop released their new Age of Sigmar pile of hawking shit. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. You don't like it? Don't listen to it. The box set looks pretty cool. The models for the Sigmar look pretty cool for Empire. They look like Empire Space Marines from the past. I don't know. They're really nice models. I downloaded the rule set on their website. Horrible. The PDFs for the different armies, horrible. It goes to a 4+, 3+ to hit based on your weapons and stuff like that. I think that this is their grasp to try and get their foot in the market of a skirmish game, which it looks like, which is damn well what they're trying to do. Looks more like a War Machine Hordes. I don't know. I got quite a few Warhammer models. I got a full undead army. I got a full freaking dark elf and a wood elf army. Also a dog's war army that definitely is never going to see play now. So I don't know. I think it's a big mistake. Why can't they go back? I mean, 7 was barely reasonable, and they had a nice tournament circuit with it. Pretty solid rules. I mean, I liked a little bit of the 8th rules, not all of them. But they freaking screwed that up, man. Let me tell you. They should just base... Everyone should just play Warhammer Ancients. It's a solid rule set. Pretty decent. And it's, you can use your fantasy models for the right... adapting them. It just sucks that, you know, they got this... That's a pretty solid game, and they went and screwed it up. I mean, look at what happened with 40K in the last year. What, we had one edition, now we got the other, the reprinting codexes, and hardcover, $40 to $50 a book? Wow. I just got the Dark Angel book, and then now there's another Dark Angel book. They're pricing themselves out of existence. I don't know. I mean, they say first and foremost they're a miniature company, but people don't just buy their miniatures to paint them. I mean, I don't. You can't afford them. I mean, the Age of Sigmar is a special character. $40 freaking dollars for this guy. I mean, he looks badass and stuff, but he's a plastic freaking model for $40. I have a hard time with that. Especially, I don't know how it works. I don't care. I'm probably never going to play this game. Might pick up the box set just so I can look through the rules. And use the Sigmar models, especially with the wings, for my Blood Angel fast attack. But that's about it. I hope they don't screw up 40K. I mean, it's the only thing they got going for them anymore. And they took the freaking statue off Warhammer World and put up one of these Sigmar guys. And it's just like, oh, shit. What are you guys doing? There must be something in the water over in England or something with these guys or... I don't know. I have no idea. They're taking a damn good game with the years of foothold in the community, and they're pretty much screwing up. I mean, they have fine plastic models. They make good models, and I don't know. I don't run a business, but I think they're making a pretty damn big mistake. Who is not making this mistake though is Weird. As always, every Gen Con they release a Mist model. I'm not going to look her up, but there's a Mist model for a Wastrel. I'm going to get one. I try and get every Mist model as I can, but I don't have a Mist Demenor or a Mist Pack, which I could really care less about either. I guess the Mist Demenor would be nice. I didn't get the Teddy one either. I should. But I do have a Mist Step, and I'll get this one. Do plan on using some Wastrels in my guild, so... It's going to be a usable model. Also, Weird has this pretty crazy ability to take all my money around Black Friday and Gen Con. They are releasing quite a few box sets. Box sets early at Gen Con, like the Mod Tucket box set. Gremlins, I know. I'm going to pick them up. The Hamlin box set. Jackdaw box set. I mean, all pretty cool. They have a Through the Breach, the Seven Sins. Box set coming out for that game, the models. I hope that they're compatible with Malifaux because I want them. I don't know why, but each one says that one's Guild, one's Resurrectionist, one's this, one's that. So, I mean, there we go. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, there's rules and cards to play them in Malifaux. And most importantly, they have a Malifaux starter box. Now, there was a lot of speculation what they were going to do at first with a starter box, maybe running, like a Seamus crew and a Lady Justice crew or something, but they went through and did something completely different. They are running 2 4-man groups, led by, I don't know if they're henchmen, but one is a guild, and it's an autopsy thing, so you got a special nurse, 2 attendants, and looks like a crazy doctor with some type of saw or embalming gun. So that's going to be pretty cool. And the other one is actually a Neverborn crew. And you got Scion of Black Blood. And I don't know. It's fun. I'm going to pick them up because, I mean, I'm going to talk about Lilith today. And the Black Blood group, the Nephilim. So that's pretty cool. I don't know what all the box is going to have. It says it's got a free digital copy of the rules in it. I don't know if there's discs and you print them out yourself, and or you can put them on your iPad or whatsoever, but $65 is what this box is running. Not too shabby. I mean, the Age of Sigmar box came out, and it's running like $125. So, I don't know. Apples, oranges, I guess, like that. Malifaux is, in my opinion, a superior game. I've been enjoying it more lately. I've been enjoying painting 40K, but I haven't played it. I've not played the new rules. I don't know. But that's where I stand with everything. And, I think that's about it for me bitching. Let's see. We'll take a short little breakdown, get back to you with the Lilith crew. And, what else have I been doing? Oh, I got the Ironsides box set in the mail. I put that together. It was kind of a pain in the ass, too. The Oxford X-40 and Mages were a little bit difficult to put together, but I think the army's going to be fun, the crew, I guess. And I was going to discuss them tonight, but I realized I did not discuss Lilith. I had two games with her within the last 2 weeks. I didn't write down what we were playing. I think the one is Line in the Sand. Then I picked Breakthrough and Plant Evidence. Yeah, I'll tell you more about that when we get to it. I was pretty much amazed with the crew because I haven't played this crew in M2E before. And the second game I played, I can't even tell you the schemes. I just played some models I wanted to play and just got my ass creamed. But that's not the goal of that game. It was just to try out models. So be back. I'll tell you what I picked. I go over the crew and how they performed in the one game. It's pretty cool. Close game too. So we'll take a break and I'll get back to you in a minute. All right, bye. That was ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, Evil Woman. Excuse me as I babble through this episode. Half my face is still numb, my tongue really bad from the MS, so I might be a little bit stumbly, so forgive me. Anyway, like I said, I played Line in the Sand. I picked Breakthrough as a scheme, and Plan as Evidence. Jesus Christ, I can't remember anything. So, let's go ahead and talk about what I picked. Okay, first of all, I picked Lilith as my master. I picked one Black Blood Shaman, Nakima, the Cherub, and five Terror Tots. Impressive looking crew out for 50 stones. I think I had five stones to start with in my cache, so that was pretty sweet. I mean, we're talking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 models. It looks pretty intimidating, plus especially the Terror Tots had got painted bright pinkish purple and stuff like that, and they're on raised bases, so it looked very intimidating. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever played with this crew, and I liked it quite a bit. Things I have to come to grips with, and learn to play a little bit more, and I'll get to that in my second game. Let's see. Let's start with, it's best probably just to start with Lilith. She's the master. I don't like the new model. Not cool enough looking for me. I guess it's okay, but I don't know. Kind of partial to the old one. I guess the one with the sickle is pretty sweet, but I don't own that one. I got the old one that looks like it comes off the Darkstalkers Capcom video game, which I like quite a bit. She looks like she's badass, and you know what? In my opinion, I think that Lilith is badass. She's got a pretty decent high defense of 7. 5 willpower, so she's lacking a little bit there. 10 wounds, walk and charge of 6, and height 2. Now, her and all Nephilim, unless I'll just say Black Blood, but I'll go over the rules right now for it. All models without the Black Blood suffer within 1 inch aura or pulse of this. I keep forgetting which one's which. It's the one with the little parentheses around the guy. Suffer 1 damage when this model suffers damage. That comes into play with a lot of stuff that she'll do on this list I picked. I guess this is kind of what they call a grow list, but I like it. I'm used to playing undead and fantasy, and I like summoning stuff, so there we go. Let's see, she's got the Master Malifaux. She's not affected by severe hazardous terrain and does not need line of sight when she targets a model with charge or charge actions. So that's pretty, actually dangerous, you know. Here you go, you got this crazy bitch flying through a train from nowhere, you know, swinging a giant honking sword at you. She's got defense trigger with a mask, disappear, after another model misses, with a M1 action, or MI, I always say 1. The attacker receives a negative 2 MI against the model until the end of turn. So she punishes you for missing. Defense 7 quickly goes up to defense 9. It's a little bit of a game changer. Not if they got a stacked hand, but if they're flipping on the flip. So you can come out ahead on that one. She also has Rush of Magic. During the draw phase, you draw a additional card, then you can discard one. It's a card game. It's based on hand size and control of your hand. So anything that manipulates your hand is a plus. For her weapon, she has the Great Sword, which she's swinging with the MI of 7 with a mask. Range 2 on this bad boy. Target will suffer 3, 4, 6 damage, and this model gains plus the damage flips if you did not charge this turn. So, she got a great charge action, but she also has a pretty decent I didn't charge you. Next turn, you're suffer from this, or if you charge me, I get plus to my damage flip. She throws another mask in there. It hits a trigger. Bloody Fate. After target suffers damage, draw 1 card. But if you didn't kill the model, discard a card. So it's kind of like the Rush of Magic, but in between your turn when you hit somebody. She has another attack action called Wicked Vines. Casting of 6 with a ram. I mean, the mask. Oh my god, it's 12. Target number 12 with a mask. Resist defense with range 12. Target model suffers 1 damage and gains the following conditions at end of turn. Rooted. This model may not take charge or walk actions. And if this model is pushed, remove the condition from this model and suffer 3 damage. It came in effect twice. I was playing against Hoffman. I hate Hoffman. I hate those effing machines and armor. So, yeah. The Lilith crew suffer a little bit against armor, as again, who wouldn't, because, well, really a lot against Lilith, because the Black Blood, you know, they're suffering, you know, 1 damage, and armor starts at 1. I guess they're always taking 1, but there's some things that you'll do more than 1 in the end, and the armor just sucks. She also has Tangled Shadows. Casting with 5 mask, target number 14 double mask, resist willpower and range of 12. You'll select a friendly model within 6 inches of this model and place it in a base contact with the target model. If the friendly model can be placed, then place the target model in base contact with this model. So it allows you to swap shit around and look at me, I'm kind of right over here, I'm over there, and now I'm over by your face and I'm going to shove my sword down your throat. So it's pretty cool. I didn't use it though. Probably a big mistake on my part, but I didn't use it. We have Sudden Darkness. For the remainder of this activation, this is a 0 tactical action. If this model moves through terrain during a charge action, all MI actions made as a result of the charge gain plus 1 damage. So plus 1 damage, not a plus flip. So, a little reward for charging. because I believe that's what you really want to do with Lilith. Let's see. Usually I like to go through the, I like to go through the upgrades later, but this one's begging to be used because I think it plays pretty good into her, and I don't see no reason never to take it. She's got the Living Blade. It's costly for 2 soul stones. I guess it's not too bad. It could be 3, but it's only 2. Lilith gains the following ability. Thirsty Mandrake. If a model ends a push within 1 inch of this model may take a melee attack against the push target without spending AP after resolving the current action. So it's kind of like this crew, it's got some sticks about it. You know, it's got the black blood and a lot of things got pounce. That's a pounce ability and pushing and everything like that. So that's pretty cool. And she gains following attack action. Her sword becomes still the same melee damage with a mask, but the target suffers 3, 4, 6 damage, and you didn't this attack and damage flips gains +1 if this model did not charge during this action. So, and still has the bloody fate, so it basically increases the damage by increases the range by 1 inch. It's got 3 ranges instead of 2 range. And it gives you a +1 attack as well. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's worth it. I liked it. It came in play and it was handy, so that's pretty decent. Okay, next up we're going to go over probably one of my favorite models in the game. I don't know why. I don't like the new model, though. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the new model looks like crap. I think the old model's far superior, except for the fact it's a flimsy metal and it's got a bad positioning at the ankle, and that would be Nakima. I love this model. Always have, liked in 1.5, like in 2.0, Malifaux 2nd edition. She's got 12 wounds, defense 5, not as good as her sister. She is also Lilith's sister. Willpower 7, so she's better on the willpower scale. 6 walk, 6 charge, height 3. She flies. She got the black blood. She got melee expert, so she can gets 1 additional AP that she can use for attack actions. It's kind of masterish, where she has a master with 3 AP. She's got regeneration 1. Love me some regeneration. Now, she's got L'Oreal, the Living Blade, as well. She's got it as a, that's just on her thing. The Living Blade is just a Living Blade. This is L'Oreal, the Living Blade. It's a melee of 7 with a built-in ram. Defense resist is defense, of course. Range 3 and target suffers 4, 5, 6 damage. A little bit better spread than her sister. You throw a tome in there on the trigger after damaging draw a card. Not bad. That's for Rejoice. You throw a mask in there. She gets blood on the Bloody Beauty. After damaging all enemy models within 4 inches, must pass a target number 13 willpower duel or be pushed 5 inches any direction of this model's choice. Could be closer, could be away, could be off objectives, it could be into young Nephilim. Could be in the young Nephilim. Maybe be close to anything you want or anywhere you want to put them. Put them in hazardous terrain. Whatever. If you're fighting on top of a building, guess what? You're falling off that building. I mean, not much you're doing against it. Now, she's got the birthright. It's a little odd because this is actually a trigger against her own crew. And this is the only one that has the built-in... that uses the built-in ram. I guess the Bloody Beauty does, but this is just it. But you can, in fact, kill Lilith with this, or a friendly leader with this model's activation. The leader does not kill for encounter purposes, This model heals 4 damage. This model counts as the crew's leader for counter purposes for the remainder of the game. And this model replaces its melee expert with the following ability for the rest of the game, Melee Master, adding 2 additional AP, which can only be used for attack actions. So she comes through. I mean, I tried. My second game, I'll spoil it right now. I threw Lilith out there, tried to do some damage, and run up on Nakima, kill Lilith, and bah, didn't work. I guess, I mean, she's got that, like, blood feud with her sister, so, it is what it is. I mean, it's pretty dangerous, you could get it off, but you're, replacing your master with her, or sacrificing your master. I guess it's not bad, because, I mean, if you could go out there and say, you know, they got assassinate, kill your leader, and it says right here, you know, that does not count as killed for encounter purposes. So you can screw them out of them. If deliver messages up there or whatever, you know, you can. And of course, you can relent your defense and everything, make sure it happens, and the Kima comes a Barney badass, you know, so. I don't know. She got 0 action, though. Teach him fear. Until the end of this activation, when this model kills a non-peon model, it heals 2 damage. And all enemy models within 4 inches must take a target number 14 horror duel. I like it. I was just like, she's a big-ass model, man. Height 3. Like I said, the old model's cooler looking. The other one's, like, more beastie looking. So I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like it. That's how I feel about it. But we'll go from there. She got another tactical action, 0. Blood for blood, casting of 7, target number 11. This model suffers 1 damage. Why would you want to suffer yourself? To do aura effect of black blood. So, you suffer damage, everyone around you suffers damage, you have regen, it's your next turn. I don't know, doesn't seem like a bad thing, but if you throw a mask in there, you can take this action again. It can't declare a trigger, so you can, like, boom, 2-2. So it's pretty cool. Now, what I like it for is she's got the True Mother upgrade. This model gains the following abilities. This is a upgrade. 2 soul stones. When this model kills an enemy model, a friendly model within 6 inches may count as having killed the model for purposes of the grow and mature. Helps those little guys out, man. Look at Big Mama over there slashing it. Pretty cool. And she's got Born of Blood. Once per turn, when the enemy model within 2 inches is killed due to Black Blood ability or the Black Blood Pustules action, this model may discard a card to summon Terror Tot and base to base with the model before removing it. The summoned Terror Tot suffers 2 damage, ignoring a Black Blood ability, and it may not benefit from the Grow and Mature abilities during this activation which it was summoned. So we take that with her Blood for Blood. We got some models that are low on wounds. Bam! Do a wound to Nakima, wound to them, they die. Summon a Terror Tot. Pretty cool, actually. So it's pretty neat little crap right there. Next up, what I picked is the Black Blood Shaman. Now, I didn't use a lot of what he had going for him. I guess I just didn't grasp fully what I was supposed to do with him. So, we will go ahead and start there. Now, this guy, not only did I didn't get it, I made a few mistakes with him, and I'll go over that in a minute. For one, this model is very cool looking. I have the one, I don't know if there's different models, but just the whole look of that Skeksis from the Dark Crystal with a sacrificial knife kind of did it for me, so I like the model. He's 7 soul stones. Defense 5, willpower 5, 8 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 2. Of course, he's got black blood. He's got grow. Now, right here, you see that this guy is pretty essential to the grow list. I mean, he comes with the grow, for Christ's sake. If a friendly Terror Tot model within 12 inches, regardless of line of sight, kills a non-peon enemy model with an attack, summon a young Nephilim in the base-to-base contact with the Terror Tot, then sacrifice the Terror Tot. So, right there, yeah, you could get by, I guess, if you had him instead of taking the grow ability, but I took both. Blood and air, if an enemy model is killed within 4 inches of this model, all friendly Nephilim within line of sight enemy model may push up to their walk towards before removing it. So, gives you a pretty good, a little bit more movement shenanigans you can do. Let's see. Now, this guy's back of his cards chalked with a whole bunch of stuff, so bear with me. He's got his ritual knife. Comes with a mask built in. Very low damage, 113. But comes with both triggers. One would be the Blood Curse. After damaging, the target gains the following condition for the rest of the game. Blood Curse. At the end of every turn, his model suffers one damage. Not bad, let's continue to go on. And needle you away. He's got the Blood Infusion. Chooses instead of the curse. After damaging the model, gains the following condition for the rest of the game. Black blood. All models without black blood suffer. So, you're playing with non-black blood. You attack your own person. Give them black blood. Give them a little bit more sustainability once you start throwing wounds around and the black blood pustules and such. With the 113 damage, you're not going to be doing much. So, not bad. Tactical action, black blood pustules. It's a casting 9 with built-in mask. Target number 15, needing a mask, range of 12. Target a friendly model with the black blood ability, and it suffers 1 damage, ignoring the black blood ability. Enemy models within 1 of the target model suffer 2 damage. So, he goes through. Targets one of your guys, gives them 1, they hand out 2, ignoring their original 1, so it's 2 turns, every turn. You get a book on that, a tome. After succeeding, targeting its following conditions are in the turn, blessings. You get plus on off defense tools. This is just till the end of turn. You throw a ram in there, boiling blood. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end of turn, boiling. Model gains plus 1 in all melee duels. Or you got clot with a crow. This will, after succeeding target, if the target's still in play, it heals 3 damage. Then we got a 1 action called Bloody Feast. Casting of a 9 with a mask. Needing a target number 15. Range 6. Discard a corpse marker within 3 inches line of sight of this model. Summon a young Nephilim and base contact with a friendly Teratop, sacrifice friendly Teratop. So this sounds really great, but I did it first turn for some odd reason. I went through and I pretty much screwed up. I took a Teratop, attacked it, killed it to get a corpse marker. Did this where I thought I could just use the corpse marker to summon a young Nephilim, making a 2-point advantage, but after I started with the action, I found out, unfortunately, didn't read everything through, and sacrificed the second Teratot, therefore, getting rid of 8 Soulstone points of models for 1-6 Soulstone point young Nephilim. Not bad. I mean, I could have done worse things, but I screwed up. As simple as that. So that's the Black Blood Shaman. He'll probably make more sense once I start going over other stuff. But let's go ahead and let's see. I got the Cherub. I played him. He's pretty handy. Cost of 3. Defense 6. Willpower 5. Wounds 4. Walk 6. 7. Charge. Height 1. Which I did not do any of anything except keep him around young Nephilim. He does not have the black blood. He's got companions, so he can activate after somebody else. He flies. He's insignificant, but most importantly, he's got what's called our land. Friendly models within 3 inches of this take 2 interactions as a 1 interact, and take 1 interact actions as a 0 interact actions. I'll get to how I piggybacked this guy with a couple of the young Nephilim, not young, but Teratots, to quite success in this game. I mean, I was within 3 inches placing a free marker, an interact action, a piece of terrain, for a free action, moving a terror dot, placing another one, moving this guy after that to put him up closer to the next terror dot to rinse and repeat the same way. It's actually quite handy. I didn't even do none of his attack actions, which are pretty neat because he's got Cupid Arrows, which has a trigger, Dance with the Wind. After damaging, push target up to 5 inches any direction. So you can push him into any pounce ability that you have in your army or your crew. He's got the Cupid's Arrows, a 1-3-5 damage, and model gain slow. So that's pretty sweet. Then you got Rise Up, which I did not do at all. It's casting 5 with a mask, 12 target number. And target model gains the following condition. To the end of turn, the Angry Wilds. The area this model occupies and 3 inches around this model count as severe and hazardous terrain. I guess I could have paid better attention and used that around Lilith, but he was up helping Terror Tots in that game. Now let's talk about the Terror Tots. It was impressive to have 5 of them on the board. They're not very strong. 4 wounds. Defense 6. Walk of 5. Charge 6. Excuse me. They have Black Blood. And Brood. When this model is killed, all friendly Nephilim within 6 inches line of sight immediately take a walk action against a model who killed it. So they're all protecting. Gives you a little bit more movement shenanigans out of stuff. They have Pounce. When the enemy model ends a push or move with this model's engagement range, that is not part of a walker charge. They get a 1 AP melee attack against the target model without spending any AP, so that's pretty sweet. There's a lot of pushing around in this army, so your young Nephilim, they're not doing a lot of damage. They're doing 1-3-4 damage with Blackened Claws, so it is what it is. But they do have... This was brilliant. I don't know. It worked out well for me. Sprint. This model may immediately perform a walk action and then flips a card from his deck, which may be cheated. If the card is a mask, the model may immediately perform another walk action. I was top decking masks like freaking crazy. It was awesome. I had Terror Tots on the other side of the board before I even knew about it. I had freaking my first actual real movement. I only had a few Terror Tots left after I killed a couple. Maybe I started with 6 Terror Tots on the board. I think I started with 6. But I had 4 Terror Tots left. 2 claimed the middle markers for Line in the Sand, and the other 2 were just running up on the board. I was like, holy crap, these guys are freaking amazing. And the cute as all. Get going. Now, we have the young Nephilim moving up the food chain. I did manage to grow one of my Terror Tots into these guys. This guy's got Flight, Black Blood, and Thirst for Blood. This model receives Fast when a non-construct model within 3 inches is killed by another friendly model. Really great ability if you're not fucking playing Hoffman. Someone's got to tell me, man. That guy's... I don't know if my buddy Chad's playing him right or not. It just seems like he can do a lot of crazy crap. Just email me. Send me a message saying, Sean, no, that's the way it is. Or, haha, he's pulling shit on you. But this guy has a talent. 1 range. Melee 6 with a mask. 2, 4, 5 damage. You throw in a ram, you get Blood Frenzy. Which you can do it again. If you just do the mask, you can do Flush Out. After damaging, push target in 4 inches any direction. Towards possibly some Terror Tots with Pounce. Or Lilith waiting there. And 4 of the Blood. After killing target, the target heals 1 damage, is not killed, push the model up to 8 inches in any direction, and they gain the paralyze. Again, with a lot of movement, you can get them off those scheme markers, off the center line. Pretty cool. 2 action, 3, 6, 7 damage, target is killed, heal all damage on this model. So that's pretty neat. I summoned one right off the get-go, and I had him. He performed okay, but I don't know why I say he performed okay. I had a Terror Tot who was sacrificed unknowingly, because I can't read apparently, by my own people to summon a young. But I did get a Teratot against Misstep, one wound to kill Misstep finally. I mean, Teratot didn't do it. Lilith and Nakima did it, but he managed to do the one wound to the to Misstep, and I summoned the Nephilim. Then on the other side, I was fighting with a young Nephilim against the Rail Golem. Too many constructs, man. But I did summon a mature Nephilim because the Rail Golem is, in fact, an Enforcer, and yeah, that's what you can do. This guy's got Black Blood and Flight, Terrifying Living 12, and Armor plus 1. With a 10 wounds, 6 AP, Defense 4, Walk 6, 8 Charge, Height 3. Now, this guy, he's 11 points if you buy him, but essentially, I only paid 4 points because I had the Teratot, grew into young, grew into mature. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, you might say, oh, well, that's what it does, Sean, but shut up, man. Don't take it from me, okay? It was just a damn good feeling. This guy's got Monstrous Talons, 4, 5, 6 damage, which receive a plus to the attack flip, which I did not read that. Charge through if you got a tome. After succeeding against an enemy model, instead of declaring damage, push the target 4 inches away. Then, model takes a charge action against a different target if not engaged. So, how I read this, then this model takes a charge action against a different target if not engaged. I take it as in he can charge without using any AP. So I don't know if I'm wrong or right on that. And he's got the crow on the trigger because he's got the built-in mask. After killing a target, all enemy models within the 6 inches merely perform a 12 horror duel. Which I didn't do. Game ended. But I got a mature Nephilim on the board. He's got Wing Buffet. All enemy models within 4 inches immediately push 3 inches away. I didn't use that. And he's got Flurry. So, pretty nasty model. Against my second game, I bought one. And he died. But anyway. So, that's my first game. That's all the models I had. The models I summoned. A few of the upgrades. Let me go through my other upgrades I had. I told you the one I had on Nakima. And one I had on Lilith, but I also had Rapid Growth and Summon the Blood. Summon the Blood. Lilith gains the following tactical actions. Black Blood Pustules, which I went over that. And Rapid Growth for one, which allows a Teratot to grow into a young if it kills something, then a mature. But also goes when this model kills the enemy model, a friendly model within 2 inches may count as having killed the model for the purposes of the grow and mature ability. That would have been great, but I really did misplace Lilith, and I gave up points for delivering the message, which I should have seen coming. I just got an awe factor of the Teratots on the other side of the board and the Kima flying around. But, oh well, what do you do? So, it could have been better. Let's see, Summon the Blood. Okay, so that was my first game. All the upgrades I took, basically what happened. It was a 9-9 draw against Hoffman. I had won my schemes of breakthrough and delivered plant evidence. Then there was one turn I didn't get the full points for lying in the sand, and I gave up the points for delivering message, which I felt so stupid about. It was like kind of like the first time I played against Sonya, and I killed something, and she was like, bam, friend for murder. I was just like, damn it. I fell right into that damn trap. Why did I do that? Now, my second game, I played Lilith, Nakima, Barbaroth, Lilu, Lilitu, and the mature Nephilim. I foregone all the strategies and everything. I just wanted to see what these models would do. I did, in fact, take the Nephilim Gladius on Barbaros, Wicked Mistress on Lilith, and the Obsidian Talons on Lilu. Wait, was it Lilu? Yeah. So I'll go over Lilith's last upgrade that I didn't play yet, which was Beckon Malifold. It's one soul stone. Lilith gains the following ability. She becomes instinctual. And she gains the illusionary force, but this allows her to place 2 50mm illusionary force markers. And they stay in place as long as they're height 4 trained. With the dense, severe, and soft cover traits, remove these markers the next time the crew takes this action. So, I didn't do it. But I did take Wicked Mistress on her. Gave her a transfixing gaze, which is basically a lure, but they move their charge towards you, and you suffer 1, 2, 3 damage and gain slow, so that's pretty cool, if you end up base to base, and then if she took the one thing where she can strike at you, the Nephilim Gladius, which is, that's never mind, Barbaros, which gives them a Cyclone Crash, 0 tactical action. All Nephilim models, non-Nephilim models, must succeed in a 14 walk duel, or suffer 1, 2, 3 damage that can be cheated and push 3 inches away. Models that end their push and base-to-base contact with other models are impassable terrain, gain a slow condition. I bought it, then use it. But I did use Obsidian Talons. All friendly Nephilim models in play gain the following triggers to their melee attacks. Double Mask Flay. The damage flip resulting from this attack may be cheated if it suffers more than a negative flip, which I used a couple times. So let's go over Barbaros. Let's see. This guy's got Black Blood, Nimble, Armor 1, and Knock Aside. Nimble allows Knock Aside after a model misses on the mask. For its defense trigger, it suffers 2 damage and pushes 4 inches away from this model. I used that a couple times. Like I said, this was just a cluster F of a game, and I lost it horribly, but I tried. I did horrible with Barbaros, didn't do much with him. Didn't do his bull rush, which the target suffers 4, 5, 6 damage and pushes him 6 inches away. I didn't hardly do anything, man. I played against Sonya, and she, like, toasted me. Like, literally. I didn't do his challenge, which allowed, I'm not even going over it. And you know what? I'll go over these later. I didn't play Tuco. I don't even have a model for him. So I didn't do him. I'll go over freaking Lilito and Lilu, just because it's funny, I guess. They got Black Blood. Lilu has the same oppressive force, which means that if he gets a when he heals, Lilitu heals, and when he suffers the same conditions that he gets on him, and let's see, malignant force ability, any friendly Lilitu models and heal the same amount of damage or gains the same condition unless it discards 2 cards. I need to pay attention to that. Same thing with Lilitu, they both have regen 1. Sonya, unfortunately, because of that power, when she burns 1, she burns both. Lilitu, he's got poison claws, which does 2, 3, 5 damage, and he adds poison 2. And that came in pretty handy. I did kill Samuel Hopkins with it. With the poison. That was nice. And damaged Chad loves playing freaking Francisco. With that Mexican trigger he's got. Or that upgrade. I didn't do Vampiric Bite, which allows me to heal. I did do the Lion Weight, which discard a card and push up to 3 inches in any direction. Gain the following condition to any... in the turn pounce. I tried to set up a pounce action with Barbaros, but it didn't happen. Barbaros died, and then I was left Lilu, and then at the end of the game, it was everything Chad had minus a few watchers. Samuel Hopkins. Still, he played the judge, Samuel, Francisco, Sonia, a couple watchers. So I didn't really do a lot, but I wanted to try this. This one's got all the goodies, but she's got the barbed whip, which I didn't do anything. She's got a lure and the whispers in the blood. She gains following condition in the turn. This model gains plus on all duels. So my second game was a complete wash, just trying to do everything. There's a lot of training, and I was really scared of being around it because of the damn burn 'em out thing, the witch hunt thing that Samuel Hopkins always has on. So I was like dodging freaking train left and right. So, and I act foolishly, but you know what? Got a full game in under 45 minutes, whether it was, you know, I died horribly or not, but it's still under 45 minutes. My first game was fun. I do like the grow ability on the Nephilim, so that was really, really, really cool. I will play more with the grow list. I like the Terror Tots and what they can do and all the pushing and stuff. I do not know if I'll play the Black Blood Shaman again. I'm going to try and talk Chad into playing a Henchman game. And that should be fun. I'm going to play the Chemo, of course, and a bunch of Terror Tots and see where it goes from there. I don't know. But I will have to pick Rapid Growth, though, won't I? As one of my upgrades. I could go on any Nephilim, so that's good. So, yeah, I'll let you know how things go. Let's see. I'll be going over Ironsides pretty soon, after I get a little bit more of a handle on the rules, and after I start painting them. Oh, I did pick up a little plastic TARDIS model from Reaper Miniatures Bones Collection in a dumpster I'm going to fill with body parts and use as train, so I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I got nothing else. My Facebook page needs more likes. I'll try and put a link on to go directly to that. Let's see. So I still have that rail crew to give away. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to make this up as it goes along. Hopefully I'll get another recording within the next week, 2 weeks. We'll see. I know it's not going to be Warhammer Fantasy, so maybe some 40k if I get the new Dark Angels book. I don't know. I haven't done a 40k cast in a while. It's been mainly Malifaux. Some hero clicks here and there, but mainly Malifaux, which I'm trying to get more people into it. So if you're in the port here on Michigan area, and you listen to this, and you want to get some games of Malifaux, just shoot me a shout at SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. Give me your ideas and thoughts. If not, and you got any questions, or you want to tell me you like my podcast, or I suck, I don't know. Don't give me hate mail, please. Anyway, you send them the same email address. Like my Facebook page. And I'm working on a new computer so I can get some more commercials put down, update my commercials and everything, get everything in order, and working on some shirts. So I'm going to give away some shirts pretty soon, hopefully, and that's about it, actually, for today. So I'm going to leave you with the Electric Hellfire Club, The Queen of Sin. Pretty cool song. It's a little explicit, but I like it, and I think it fits well with Lilith and the Chemo. So remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.